The destruction of the Kakhovka Dam is having an incredible impact on the civilian population. So we're seeing homes be flooded. We're seeing people moving. There's a reduced supply of water because this reservoir that the dam was holding back was a critical water supply for the region. And the dam itself is a part of hydroelectric plant, and it is also located close to Europe's largest nuclear plant. So we're looking at possible shortages to energy supplies for the region and throughout Ukraine.
How many people are affected and in what ways?
In the immediate critical zone where homes are likely to be flooded, you have about 17,000 people. So they have been asked to evacuate if they can. So people are moving within the Kherson region where the dam is located, and some people are leaving. Only over 1,000 people have really evacuated far away from the dam because they want to stay close to their homes. So there's some of the immediate impacts, but there will be longer term impacts as well. We'll see more people moving. We're also worried about the threat of waterborne disease, particularly when you've limited supply of access to clean water and also stagnant water and flooding in other places. So health response will be really critical in the coming days and weeks.
So for these thousands of people, what are the most pressing needs right now?
The most pressing and critical need at the moment, right now, it's access to water, particularly clean water that people can drink, and then water they can also use for hygiene and sanitation purposes. The access to water has been limited by the destruction of the dam, which was holding up a reservoir that was supplying water to the region. So the International Organization for Migration, which is operational throughout the southern regions of Ukraine and close to where this dam destruction happened, and other humanitarian partners have been rushing since yesterday to provide clean water supplies to areas that are receiving evacuated people and also trying to get them to areas in the critical zone on the banks of the Dnieper River. Other critical needs are for displaced people or the people who are self-evacuating is accommodation. The local authorities run collective centers for displaced people. So we'll be ensuring that they have space in those centers, ensuring that they have the right things to settle into these centers, including beds, bedding, more hygiene items. If you were forced to leave your home with little to nothing because of a major flood that was impending on hitting your house, what would you be able to take? Very little. So these people need to be provided with all of these type of items critically.
And you spoke about the possible rise in waterborne diseases. What is being done to try and stave off those risks?
So we work very closely with the government of Ukraine to assess needs when an incident like this happens. We're generally in response to the humanitarian crisis here as a result of the war in Ukraine. We've been sending out teams to assess the situation, and seeing that there is a lack of access to clean water and also sanitation and hygiene items, we know that in any scenario could lead to waterborne diseases because people are forced to use unclean water sources. And because this situation is related to flooding, we know that floods themselves also carry hazards for people's health, including washing toxic substances from one area to another. And in this situation as well, we have unexploded ordnances and landmines that are reportedly being moved. So beyond the threat to people's health from the waterborne diseases, you have a physical threat directly related to the ongoing war.
And you talked about an ongoing risk and needs assessment working with the government of Ukraine. How do you see the next steps here, as this is a disaster that seems to be getting worse as time moves on?
Yes. Today we've had reports of water and levels of flooding starting to happen in Mykolaiv, which is about 150 kilometers away from the dam. So the disaster and flooding is spreading, but it's not happening at a very rapid rate. So people do have warning to evacuate and move to safer areas. So that's at least one positive in this situation, that people do have time to get out of harm's way. However, in the long term, we're going to see needs continue to rise. If people's homes are destroyed, if they have nowhere to return to because of the floods, people's livelihoods are affected when they have to leave their homes. They have to leave behind their jobs. They have to leave behind most of the things that they own. So this affects the economy as well. So you have these immediate threats to people's safety and health, and then long-term threats to also their health, but their socioeconomic position in the country as well, which is really connected to the future recovery of Ukraine. We have an ongoing crisis related to the war, but we have to remember that there's these flashpoints that can happen within a protracted conflict, which drive up the needs. And while we're responding to these needs, we can't forget about Ukraine's future and what recovery would mean for these people who are affected today. So that will mean access to employment, improved accommodation for if and when they want to return home, and then also rehabilitation of infrastructure like the dam that has been destroyed.